Leanne, with detoxing, is this just a big fad sort of thing that people go through, a phase perhaps?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, from a naturopathic perspective, detoxes have been around for many, many years. And one point that I would like to make is that certain things like lemon detox diets, they are fast.
That sounds hideous.
Yeah, and that's a fast. You're not eating any food. If you're not eating any food, it isn't a detox, it's a fast. And I think that's where people need to be really careful, because fasting can be quite dangerous. There's a whole lot of different protocol that you would follow for fasting than you would for detoxing. And I wouldn't do it unless you're supervised in some way. But anyway, so detoxing, yes, it does have benefit. And of course, as a naturopath, you would perhaps put people on certain detoxing programs, but usually they're not very extreme. And the one thing I would say is there are good detox kits out there in the market, and there are really bad ones, and the majority of them contain just a whole lot of laxatives, which make people feel like, you know, this thing's passing through, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's really detoxing. I wouldn't normally do a detox for longer than 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be beneficial, but basically it's about improving the effectiveness of your elimination organs, you know, like your liver and your digestive system. And actually, it's almost like doing a stop check. So it's lightening the toxic load, help your digestive and waste systems enjoy an easier ride, if you like. But I actually think that it's actually more about stopping, thinking about how you eat for that 10 days, following the good food guidelines, and actually realizing that perhaps this is the best way to eat. And, you know, our bodies are very, very effective at detoxing, but certain people and our lifestyle can benefit from certain herbs that will actually improve liver function, digestive function a bit more than normal. So there are benefits, but don't be fooled into spending hundreds of dollars on very long detoxes, especially if they don't give you a lot of dietary recommendations as well.